Dobroroshli Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be amongst you and very grateful. This is my 100th Serbian summer camp.
Jako sam srećan i zahvalan što sam ovde ponovo sa vama i mogu da kažem ovo je, ja mislim, kao 100. letni kamp u Srbiji.
What I want to say is that I have seen many summer camps already. And before I start, I have to tell you the greetings of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He told me that he had heard so much about this summer camp that he really wanted to be part of it, but because he is not in good health, it's not possible. Then Jayapataka Maharaj, he said, I really wish to come. It's my favorite summer camp, but I have to be in Mayapur. Bir Krishna Maharaj said, I really want to come, but I can't be at three places at the same time. And Kadamba Karana Maharaj said, yes, Sashinana Swami, you have really invited me so many times, but I'm in South Africa. And I know Indra Dumna Maharaj tried up till 4 days ago to come, but Shiva Ram Maharaj just forbade him to come. And I asked some of the devotees, but what shall I tell the devotees that you have not come? And many of my exalted God brothers told me that tell the devotees to sincerely worship the deities and to sincerely worship Srila Prabhupada, and they will get all the answers they require. And they said, we will be there in a spiritual way. So, but Rohini Sutta Prabhu will come in physical body. And I have heard some of the older devotees will come on Saturday. And during the weeks, more devotees will come. So we will all try to dig as deep as we can to get the fresh water of Krishna consciousness. In India, people know what this means. There we find these tube wells, and if you deep, very deep, you can get the very sweet and wonderful water. So I really wish that all of us can take this opportunity of this year's summer camp in Vrushka Gauranga to really deep in their spiritual life. Something which we all have come to experience in this assembly.
I zato bih želela da vas zamolim da iskoristimo svi zajedno ovaj na Fruškogorski kamp i da onako zaradimo što je dublje moguće i iskoristimo tu priliku tako da produbimo još više naš duhovni život i zbog čega smo i došli.
This morning I heard a lecture by Srila Prabhupada where he said that in our lives it's important to get the Isha Sangha.
I jutro sam slušao lekciju Šila Prabhupada u kojoj on govori da je potrebno da dobijemo Isha Sangha.
It means the association with God.
A to je društvo Gospoda.
And he explained that this means to relish the holy name of the Lord.
I on je objasnio da to znači kušanje svetog imena Gospoda.
And to hear about Krishna's mind.
I slušanje Krišninog uma.
What he thinks.
Šta on misli?
What are his attitudes?
Koji su njegovi stavovi?
What are his characteristics?
Kakve su njegove karakteristike?
And what are his activities?
I koje su njegove aktivnosti?
And he said in order to have this association with the Lord through his name and his pastimes, we should go into the association of devotees.
I Šila Prabhupada kaže da bismo imali uvid u te njegove aktivnosti i njegove zabave, da bi sve to razumeli, neophodno je da dođemo u društvo i da budemo u društvu bhakta.
Why?
Zašto?
Because Krishna manifests in the association of his devotees.
To je zato što se Krishna pojavlja i manifestuje se u društvu njegovih bhakta.
He feels attracted to appear where his devotees come together and worship him.
I tamo gde se njegovi bhakta okupe i gde ga obožavaju, on se prirodno osjeća jako privučen da se pojavi na tom mestu.
I think it is easy to understand. Imagine there is an assembly which talks about Milorad, and your name is Milorad. You will naturally feel in your heart a desire, if you are Milorad, to be, and listen, what are they talking about there?
I ako oni pričaju o Miloradu i vi to čujete, a pritom ste Milorad, onda ćete biti vrlo radozvani, ali što oni to pričaju o meni?
And imagine you would hear that in this assembly they talk very lively about you. They sometimes shout, Haribol, when they talk about you and cry when they talk about you. Then you, what is all this excitement about? And you would really come in double speed to attend this assembly.
I još ako čujete sa kojom živošću oni pričaju o tome i da viču i plaču, onda ćete imati još veće želje da dođete u taj skup i da čujete, da vidite o čemu se to tako radi.
So when Krishna sees that his devotees not only assemble, but they assemble with great devotional excitement, then he comes double speed to be present in that association.
I kada Krishna vidi ne samo da su se bhakte okupile, nego da imaju taj živahan duh i da su puni ekstaze, tako reći,
yes,
onda Krishna jednostavno dobije duplom brzinom dođe u takav skup bhakte.
He must come.
On je primoran da dođe.
Now you might say, Sachinanda Swami, we have a doubt.
A sad vi možete reći, pa Sachinanda Swami, imamo sumnju.
We have not seen him.
Nismo ga videli.
You say he comes, but we only have seen pictures of him, but not him himself.
I ti kažeš da on dolazi, da, mi smo videli samo njegovu sliku, ali njega lično ne.
Once the gopis, they raised this doubt to Krishna. They said, you have said, Krishna, that you would come where your devotees assemble and sing about your name, but you have not come.
O Krishna, ti si rekao da ćeš doći na mesto gde tvoji bhakte pevaju tvoje imena, ali nisi došao.
Listen what Krishna answered.
I slušajte šta je Krishna odgovorio.
O gopis who do not understand my real intentions.
O gopije koje ne razumete moje prave namere.
I come where my devotees assemble, but I'm not always visible to every one of them.
Da, ja dolazim tamo gdje se moji bhakti skupe, ali nisam svima njima vidljiv.
I come in an invisible form so that my devotees, who are not yet fully purified, will long and yearn and desire to see me.
Ja dolazim u nevidljivom obliku, tako da moji bhakti koji nisu još toliko napredni, onda oni dobijaju da me vide, znači dobijaju još veću želju, još više iskreno žele i imaju taj veliku čežnju da me vide.
And by this longing, their hearts will be purified of the rest of material impurities.
I ta čežnja će u stvari da uništi u njihovim srcima preostale nečistoće.
And when their hearts is thus purified, then they can also see me.
I kada se njihovo srce potpuno pročisti, onda će moći lično da me vidi.
So I really hope that you have the great opportunity here to purify your heart during this 1 week where we assemble together.
I ovo je dobra prilika da kada smo sada ovdje skupa zajedno da možemo da pročistimo svoje srce.
And I can already promise you on the last day of the seminar we have a very very great surprise, something where I believe almost 80% of you will have a direct contact with Krishna.
I već sad mogu da vam obećam, zadnjeg dana našeg seminara nešto ću vam pokazati, da je verovatno 80% vas će imati direktan kontakt sa Krishna.
At least when we did this, which is a surprise, in Goloka Dham, devotees reported that they had an incredible experience.
I kada smo to isto iznenađenje imali na Goloka Dhamu, onda nakon toga bhakte su rekli kako su imali neverovatno iskustvo.
One devotee, yes, I would now like to speak about one great item or great point of interest in this week of the Serbian summer camp.
I ove nedelje na ovom našem kampu imam jednu jako zanimljivu point o kojem ćemo pričati.
It's a very special medicine which we will give to all of you.
I to je veoma poseban lek koji ćemo podeliti svima vama.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he had appeared specifically to give this medicine to the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga.
I Gospod Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže da se on posebno pojavio da bi svim ljudima u Kali Yugi podijelio taj specijalni lek.
It's a medicine against our greatest disease, which is forgetfulness of Krishna.
I to je lek koji će da izleči našu najveću bolest, a to je zaborav Krishna.
You could also say a lack of Krishna consciousness.
Također to možemo nazvati nedostatkom svjesnosti Krishna.
That's a terrible disease.
I to je užasna bolest.
Which has very terrible symptoms.
I koja ima jako grozne simptome.
What are these symptoms?
I koji su ta simptomi?
There are material attachments.
Materijalne vezanosti.
Material desires.
Materijalne želje.
You speak it so neutral as if it is something which we are not suffering from, Venurati. It's really a terrible problem. It steals our whole enthusiasm in our lives.
I to krade kompletan sav naš entuzijazam iz našeg života.
It's that anger is also a symptom.
Gnev, to je također jedan od simptoma.
Greed.
Pohlepa.
Illusion.
Iluzija.
Enviousness.
Zavist.
Madness.
Ludilo.
It's, you know, our material disease that we are insecure, and I will now talk modern ISKCON words. I will translate this in modern ISKCON language now. insecurity, not knowing where we belong.
Ne znamo baš gde pripadamo.
Where's my place?
Gde je moje mesto?
Dissatisfaction.
Nezadovoljstvo.
These are all symptoms of our lack of Krishna consciousness.
I sve su to simptomi nedostatka svjesnosti Krishna.
I remember when I had jaundice in Kashmir. I became yellow like a Chinese ghost. Kineski duh, yes. Wherever I would go, people would just run away. Kineski duh, kun kineski duh. Because I had these symptoms of being really yellow and looking really, you know, with dark things under the eyes and, you know, no skin on the bones and only bones. So when we are a material life, we have this yellow fever of lack of Krishna consciousness.
I kada smo u materijalnom životu, mi onda imamo tu žuticu, to je u stvari taj nedostatak svjesnosti Krishne.
But the symptoms are lust, greed and illusion, or insecurity, fear and dissatisfaction. Modern language. At such a time, what is our medicine?
I u to vreme, koji je naš lek?
Gauranga has said, chant Hare Krishna. But sometimes we are so diseased, we cannot even take the medicine any longer. The medicine is too strong for us. It somehow, you know, like a person who's diseased, he swallows the medicine and it comes out again. In the same way, the holy name seems to enter through one ear, but then without any making any effect in our mind and consciousness, seems to go out again, out of the other ear. At that time, when a patient cannot take the medicine, the expert doctor gives another smaller medicine, it's called a tonic, which will help the patient to rise to a level where he can actually take the medicine.
I onda u takvom slučaju, kada je lek prejak, onda doktor daje neki drugi lek koji se zove tonik, koji će pomoći pacijentu da ga uzdigne na nivo, da on može ovaj prvi jači lek da primi, da ga stvari.
Do we have this in Serbian language, a tonic, which is just strengthens the body a little, so that the next stage can be achieved?
Taj tonik ojača telo, tako da možemo da dođemo na taj drugi nivo, da uzmemo ovaj drugi lek.
In the Ayurvedic treatment, they call this rasayana, which is, yeah, I don't want to tell it, so I mean, it's brought into the body. Actually, they call it basti. It's brought directly into the intestines.
To se u Ayurvedi zove rasayana i direktno se unosi u crevo.
Yeah, so basti they call it. It's in Panchakarma treatment.
To se zove basti u okviru Panchakarma.
So. There is also such a tonic for all of us. And I want you to kindly understand what is this tonic. I learned about this tonic from one of Prabhupada's godbrothers called O.B.L. Kapur.
Ja sam nešto naučio tom toniku od jednog brata po Bogu, od Šila Prabhupada, koji se zove Obil Kapur.
I visited him. I visited him 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I don't remember so much, in Vrindavan, and he was on his deathbed at that time.
I ja sam preno 4 ili 5 godina ga posjetio u Vrindavanu, jer je tada u to vrijeme ležao na samrtnoj posteli.
And when I visited him, he cried out with tears in his eyes, "Oh, Vaishnava has come to visit me."
I kada me video, on sa suzama u očima je plakao je i rekao, "O, Vaishnava je došlo da me posjeti."
And I said, it's not me, I asked him, "Before you leave this planet, could you kindly tell me what is your favorite memory of Prabhupada before he took sannyas?"
Ja sam ga zamolio, da li možeš pre nego što napustiš ovu planetu da mi kažeš tvoje omiljeno sećanje na Šila Prabhupada u vreme kada još nije bio uzeo sannyas.
And very lovingly he told me that he met Srila Prabhupada in Allahabad when he was a grihastha and was an, how do you call this, an man who has an apotheker and
chemist,
yes. I onda sa puno ljubavi on je pričao kako je sreo Srila Prabhupada u Allahabadu i tada je on bio porodični čovjek i apotekar, držao apoteku.
At that time Prabhupada very creatively mixed different medicines together. One medicine was against all kinds of pains. You know, like these Indian medicine, bone pain, liver pain, stomach pain, head pain, blood pain, everything, you know. Yeah. And Prabhupada would give this to his god brothers and experiment with them. So at that time, Dr. Obil Kapur was just going to his examen to make his doctor title. He's a doctor, Dr. Obil Kapur, in the University of Allahabad.
Dr. Kapur je tada spremao svoj ispit ili treba da doktorira u Allahabadu na univerzitetu.
Prabhupada said before he went to the final examination, wait, I mix a tonic for you, which increases the capability of the brain. And actually it worked. Ubiel Kapoor came back as Dr. Ubiel Kapoor and said, "Abe, your tonic has worked wonders. I could remember everything."
Ubiel Kapoor se tada vratio kao doktor Ubiel Kapoor i rekao Šila Prabhupadu, "Da, tvoj tonik stvarno je funkcionisao, nevjerovatno, sve sam znao, sve sam se setio."
"But now I request you to give me the tonic which you yourself take."
A sada te molim da mi daš tonik koji ti sam uzimaš.
It's a tonic which has made you into such a wonderful devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada answered, "Oh no, it's a tonic which makes you Krishna conscious." That Obil Kapur said. So Prabhupada said, I'm still very humble. He said very humbly, I'm still working on the tonic. And then 1 week later, Prabhupada said, I found the tonic. It's actually the same recipe which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used. And I will tell you the tonic. Would you like to know this tonic? Yes? it's a tonic actually which helps you to really chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I to je taj tonik koji nam zapravo pomaže da onako stvarno dubinski mantramo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this tonic actually brings you to realize your spiritual identity.
I Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur je rekao da taj tonik nam pomaže da zapravo realizujemo svoj pravi identitet.
Trinadapi sunichena taro iva saishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Yveshwara, you knew this tonic. it really means we must develop four qualities of nirapada bhajan.
To znači da moramo da razvijemo četiri odlike nirapada bhajan.
It's a bhajan where we don't, or a worship of Krishna where we are free of offenses.
I to je obožavanje Krishne kada smo slobodni, oslobođeni da činimo uvred.
It is deep felt humility.
To je duboki osjećaj poniznosti.
Tolerance which is mixed with forgiveness.
Tolerancija koja je pomešana sa opraštanjem.
The ability to deeply respect Vaishnavas.
I sposobnost da duboko cenimo Vaishnave.
And the freedom from the desire to be lauded and applauded for what we do. Means
yeah.
Yes, if you can take this, the recommendation of this verse, then you're chanting. Then you can actually chant properly.
Iako primite ovu preporuku ovog stiha, onda ćete zapravo biti u mogućnosti da pravilno.
It really means you will be able to absorb Krishna in the form of his holy name.
I to znači da ćete moći da apsorbujete Krishnu u obliku njegovog svetog imena.
You will actually meet him there.
Zapravo ćete ga tu sresti.
So I would recommend all of you to deeply relish this tonic while you are here.
I od sveg srca bih vam preporučio da duboko onako da kušate taj tonic dok ste ovde.
Try to serve the Vaishnavas who are here.
I probajte da služite Vaishnave koji su ovde.
Try to be just a you know. Yes, understand who you are, a small servant of Krishna. You will become very happy if you are acting and thinking on that level. And you will actually be able to recognize Lord Krishna in the assembly of devotees.
I onda ćete moći da prepoznate gospoda Krišnu koji se manifestuje u društvu Bhakta.
I would like to end with this one quality which I think we all need to develop on the summer camp. It's a little the tolerance.
I želeo bih da završim sa jednom odlikom od koju je potrebno da razvijemo specijalno sad ovde na letnim kampu, to je tolerancija.
You know, it's sharing our rooms with devotees whom we don't know and they may snore. Or the prasadam may not always be on the exact minute of the time. And some little strogosti is always there.
Yeah.
But you will get a great inspiration while you're here on the summer camp. And in Croatia, I told the devotee the story of the palm tree which had a stone in it, a rock actually. It's more like a rock. Yeah, rock is common also. Stay. There was this very nice teacher who lived at the ocean side. Every evening when the sun went down, he taught about spiritual subjects underneath a palm tree. This palm tree had a big rock in its crown. One evening, one of the disciples looked up the palm tree and noticed the rock and said, "Oh, Guruji, why does this palm tree have such a big rock in it?"
I onda jedne večeri učenici su jednostavno gledali u tu palmu i pitali su: "O Guruđi, zbog čega ova palma na svojoj krošnji ima tako velik kamen, stenu?"
The old man started to cry.
A taj stari čovjek, učitelj, on je počeo da plače.
I put it there when I was young.
O, ja sam je tamo stavio kada sam bio mlad.
And foolish.
I budal.
There were many palm trees here.
Bilo je jako puno palmi.
But this was the most beautiful.
Ali ovo je bilo najlepše.
And I became so envious that I put a big rock on in its crown to say, "Ah, may you look ugly like me."
Ovo je bilo najlepše i on je rekao, ja sam bio toliko zavidan da sam jednostavno stavio taj kamen na nju i rekao sam, e sad ćeš da budeš ružna isto ovako kao i ja.
You should be frustrated like me and bitter like me.
I treba da budeš tako ogorčena i tako frustrirana isto kao i ja.
So the first year, the little palm, you know, came down. The second year it came more down. The third year it became stable. And the fourth year there was a storm. This storm uprooted all the other palm trees. Except for one. That was the palm tree with the rock. Why? Why was it the only one which survived? It was forced to grow the deepest roots.
Ona je bila primorana da proširi što dublje svoje korijene.
When you either go through a difficult period,
bilo da idete kroz težak, da prolazite kroz težak period,
or when you voluntarily take up austerities in the service of Krishna.
Ili pak da dobrovoljno prihvatite austerity.
You are growing deeper roots. Of course, some of us are also uprooted when there are difficulties. But those who in terms and times of difficulties learn to grow deeper roots, they become very strong. But better is that devotees voluntarily take on some project where they have to struggle a little bit.
Ali je mnogo bolje da bakte da oni dobrovoljno prihvate neku vrstu strogosti, neki projekat za koji će da se malo bore.
That is the meaning of tapasya in Krishna consciousness.
I to je smisao tapasje, to je način tapasje u svesnosti Krišne.
For that we have the four regulative principles.
I zbog toga imamo četiri regulativna principa.
Or we have our promises to chant 16 rounds each day.
I naše obećanje da mantramo 16 krugova svaki dan.
Or those who have Gayatri mantras, they chant the mantras even when the day is very busy at the proper times.
I oni koji imaju Gayatri mantre, čak i ako su jako zauzeti tokom dana tri puta dnevno, nađu vreme za mantre.
Or we go on a summer camp.
Ili kad idemo na letni kamp.
And where the little austerity will just bring us to the point where we will become more dubak in Krishna consciousness. So, thank you very much. I have said what I wanted to say. Let me summarize. This is a summer camp where we can have more association with God. Especially in the form of His holy name. This it will help us to become free of our forgetfulness of Krishna. Especially if we learn to take the tonic, which will help us to use the medicine better. Remember the tonic? Trinaravi Sunichena Taro Iva Sahishna Amanina Mananina Kirtaniya Sadari Hare Krishna. So, I would like to just make a few. No, actually, Madhava Muni will make the announcements. We will have some workshops. We will also have a yoga workshop. I see Advananda is amongst us. Thank you very much for coming and giving pleasure to our eyes and our heart. And I just wanted to make one little announcement before. No, Madhava Muni, please. You, yes. On Sunday, yes, Sunday, there will be a very, very nice theater play.
A u nedelju ćemo imati jako lepu predstavu.
It will be our regisseur, Devashi Narada, will make this.
Naš režisar Devashi Narada Prabhu je to
napravio. It has even a title. Uno momento.
Pogledam da li ima neki naslov.
It's called the Duhovne Potraga. Potraga?
Duhovna potraga.
Potrag, yes. Potrag. And we still need actors for this. It's a difficult Hare Krishna situation. We have a wonderful theater play, but we still need actors. You will find such a situation only in the Hare Krishna movement. So those who are good actors, please, maybe tomorrow, go to Devashi Narada. I think some of you are very talented, so. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Go Premanandi. Thank you. so much, Hare Krishna.